Just hours after the pardons were announced, three buses were seen taking the 38 to freedom. Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi said he hoped the pardons, issued Thursday but announced Friday, would show that his government would give people a second chance if they asked for it. On Tuesday, a state-owned newspaper had published a letter in which the group purportedly asked for forgiveness after they were convicted of treason and trying to overthrow the Constitution. Many of those on trial had refused to defend themselves because they believed the process was a sham. One leading opposition member, former Ethiopian President Nagaso Gedada, says the cases never should have gone to court in the first place.
Speaking from humanitarian side, for the people who were in prison, that they are released, I think very good. But politically, we have been saying that their imprisonment shouldn't have taken place because they were active politically and we were demanding that they come out. This is a political condition and you cannot solve political problems with legal or administrative by force. You have to solve these things, political problems, politically. The government refused.
The trial, convictions, and harsh sentences had drawn widespread criticism from the international community. Rights groups have said it was part of a larger move by Prime Minister Meles to silence all his opponents, while the United States, Ethiopia's most important ally, had sought clemency. Several of those convicted were leaders of the opposition Coalition for Unity and Democracy Party, which had made major gains in the 2005 elections. Former President Gedada says the government may have had other motives in releasing the prisoners.
It's also somehow showing power. You put people in prison whenever you want, and then you release them and telling the people, you see, I'm strong, and showing strength also, somehow trying to convey to the people that the government is magnanimous, although it is not really magnanimous.
Nearly 200 people were killed, including six police, in the post-election demonstrations in 2005, and some 30,000 people were later arrested. An independent inquiry into the protests had concluded that the government responded too harshly. It's still not clear what will happen to another 37 people who were convicted on similar charges in the trial, but the government has said it would consider clemency appeals for them. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.